Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. I am in a wonderful mood because these last few weeks I have been doing a lot of things that are just for me, that I have wanted to do, that are supporting me in my dreams, my goals, the things that I want happening just for me. Because I had to learn a lesson, and that is that part of my self-care is asking for the things that I want and need. Because I think as a stay-at-home mom, I was thinking that I had to take on all the things and do all the things for my family and to make sure that I'm always available for my husband to be able to go out and work and earn the income that supports this house. And so I didn't feel like, I don't want to say that I didn't have the right to, but that I shouldn't be asking to do the extra things that I wanted to do that weren't bringing income into the house or weren't supporting my family in some way. And I was growing resentful and frustrated and not happy because I wasn't doing anything for me. I was just doing everything for everybody else. And so opportunities were coming up for me or things that I wanted to do that I wasn't even considering because I was like, no, I'm not going to do that because if my husband has to go out of town, I need to be home and be available. I'm not even going to try and see if it works out because it won't. And I was getting angry about it, but at who? Like, nobody knew that this was going on in my head. Nobody knew that I wanted to go do these things or, you know, go to this event or take time to write or whatever it was that I wanted to do because I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't asking for it. I wasn't saying, hey, can I get this time to go away? Can we make this work? Who can we bring in to help me out if my husband's out of town? So I was getting angry and resentful or, you know, just kind of shutting down about stuff and blaming people that didn't even know what was going on in my head. So I had to learn that I have to voice these things. I have to put it out there. And if I don't do that, it's never going to happen. And so in the now that I'm getting what I want, because I'm actually stating something and saying, oh, can we work this out? And my husband's like, oh, yeah, you should do this. You should do that. Let's make it work. And some days he's like, really? You want me to do what? And we work it out. But if we do not ask for what we want or need, we can't be mad that we're not getting it. And whatever that is for you, whether it's taking time out for yourself so you can do a little extra self-care, getting more help in the house with cleaning or doing the laundry or even just taking the kids where they need to go. And you're feeling like you're taking it all on. And in your head, I did this and I did that and nobody helps me with this. And I can't believe that nobody knows that I need help with this. And that was my inner conversation. And if we're doing all of that and ticking off the list and adding up the points of what nobody else does in the house, and we're just angry and nobody knows that that conversation is going on in your head. We think that should know, right? We're thinking that how can they not know that this is going on? How can my husband not know that I too want to do these things? They truly and honestly don't. And it's not fair for us to be upset about something that we haven't even said to the person. And maybe you have, and I'm going to be very honest. Sometimes it takes several times over stating what you want, stating what you need, asking for it in the way that they need to hear it so that you can get what you need. Because as mothers and caretakers, we're used to anticipating people's needs. We're always looking for, yes, I know that such and such has to do this. And so let me make sure that these things are in place. That's part of what we do as mothers. It feels like it's something that comes a lot more naturally for us. And I think it's a little bit unrealistic to expect that other people in our lives can anticipate our wants and needs. And that really at the end of the day, you just have to ask for what you want or need, and you're far more likely to get it. And then you don't have to be angry and resentful and keep that going list of all the things that you wanted and nobody did for you. So that when you finally blow up about it all, you can go down your list and everyone's looking at you like, I didn't even know. Like, why are you angry? I didn't even know that you wanted these things. And if you don't know the things that you want and you need, you have to sit down and become clear about that, because if you don't know, you can't be mad at anybody else for not knowing. And I say this as a person who has been there, as a person who was angry that nobody was doing anything for me because I was not asking for it. I was not saying, I want to go do this. These are my dreams and my goals, and I want to be able to do these such things so that I can pursue those. Or I need some quiet time to myself so that I can do my podcast, or I can write my book, or whatever it is. Or I need the kids to do the laundry so I don't spend my Sunday morning doing the laundry and I can take some downtime for myself. I guarantee you, if you state it, if you ask for it, people in your life will make some shifts to make some things happen for you, but you gotta ask. And don't feel like you don't deserve those things, or you don't also need time out for yourself. That is another part of this, is being honest with ourselves and honoring the part that we need to nurture outside of our kids, outside of our partners, and knowing that that isn't as just as important as all the after school activities that your kids are doing to nurture themselves, and the downtime that your partner is taking to nurture themselves, or the gym time that they're taking to make sure that they're healthy. You get to have that too, but you gotta ask for it. I bet you some things will shift in your house.
Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at My Life Is a Beach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.